Yeah, we just, you know, it's always, you know, we're learning every, you know, every day, is whether it's the walkthrough of the meeting room or the practice field, where you probably learn the most, because that's where you got to go out there and prove it. You know, that's where you develop trust and confidence in one another. And, you know, if it doesn't happen in practice, it's hard to think that it's just magically going to happen in the game. You have to be able to do it in practice over and over and over again in order to earn the trust of your teammates and your coaches, so that when you go out there, you know, you see something that happened in practice, then you have confidence that can happen in the game. But if it's never happened in practice, you know, why are you going to try to, you know, when it matters the most, why are you going to try to do it in the game? So I think that's really what we're trying to develop. And we get a lot of reps in practice on a weekly basis. Certainly during training camp, we get a lot of reps. So, you know, that's what everyone's trying to do for each other. Yeah, I mean, we always look forward to the game. So it's you know, you play the game, you don't work the game. So that's what we're trying to do. We're going to go out and play and have a lot of fun. And we got a day of prep tomorrow, and then we'll go out there and let it rip on Friday. Yeah, I've really enjoyed, you know, being with him. He's at a lot. He's got a real love for the game, and, you know, does a great job out there getting open. He just keeps making more plays. So that's been really fun, you know, for a quarterback to see guys out there that are really working hard to make the improvements and that really do it. And, you know, hopefully it continues to carry over. But, you know, it's been a lot of fun to be with him. And Julian, Danny, same thing. Those guys, KT's making a bunch of plays. You know, all those guys who've been out there have been great. And offensive line keeps building, who's really the strength of our team. So, you know, we got a lot of confidence in our group, but we just got to go out there and keep doing it, keep making improvements and learn from our mistakes, and then, you know, go out and execute when it matters. You know, no, it doesn't. I mean, I got confidence in those guys. I love both, you know, Dan and Wendy. I love those guys. So, you know, they work so hard. I got, you know, the center quarterback relationship is a pretty special one. So I got my hands on their butts. Probably more than their wives, so, you know, it's a pretty unique trust and relationship you have, so.
Is that off the record?
Yeah, no, it's the truth, so, one way or another. That's football. I haven't seen him much, so, you know, truthfully, it's hard enough preparing for my own job, and, you know, that's all I'm really focused on, being the best I could be for our team, so I'm just really kind of locked in on what I need to do every day in practice, and what I got to bring to my teammates, which is, you know, positive energy and enthusiasm, and especially on days like this where, you know, not all the forces are working with you, but, you know, you got to learn to be mentally tough enough to push through. So it's just, it's a challenging job all the time, and, you know, it's really 100% effort to do what I can do to help our team. So, yeah, it's challenging, you know, for everybody, but everyone's in different situations. So I don't think really getting ready for an NFL season is easy by any stretch. I think it's a lot of work and effort, and you got to pay in advance. You can't just slap it out there and think you can last the whole year. So, you know, whatever situation guys are in, they're trying to work to be the best they can be. And, you know, some guys who have the opportunity to be out there every day in practice is great for our team. If you don't, then you got to do what you need to do to help our team win at some point. So, you know, coach handles all those things. And, you know, we as players have to be mentally tough to just go out there and do the best regardless of who's out there, because it could be like that. And we've dealt with a lot of injuries over the years. But you can't let it detract from what you're trying to do, which is ultimately win the game. And it doesn't really matter how you win. You just got to find a way to win.